to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and on this journey around the Fraser Coast region, I've been exploring and finding people everywhere who have some amazing positive stories to share. I find these stories in a number of ways. It's just someone I randomly get drawn to or run into, or it could be that they've shared a Facebook post or they're referred to me through someone, but the word is spreading and I just find the most amazing people come into my life. And got to be honest, a lot of them I hang on to, and I just have this enormous group of most beautiful, positive people in my life, which I'm so lucky to have. And I'll just give everybody who's new listening a little bit of a short bio on my story. I went blind from MS, multiple sclerosis, back on Australia Day in 2019, and I started this podcast as a journey to stay positive and keep myself in a positive space. And what I started out just to do really purely, I guess selfishly, it was just for me. I didn't realize it was going to transfer and make such an enormous difference to so many other people's lives in so many different ways. And the other big blessing that came out of it for me, which I had no idea was going to happen because it just wasn't something that I was going to be comfortable with in the old me, was with the honesty of everybody sharing their stories with me, I'm really comfortable to talk about everything that I have going on, from the shit in the pants to the mental breakdowns and the stress and depression from MS to the all the different symptoms and how it impacts my life. So I hope you all find it really entertaining and enjoyable, because that's how it's meant to be. The latest thing I've got going on at the moment is I did buy a horse at the beginning of the year or the end of last year, and as MS is, something's happening now and I feel like my face is turning into a horse face with having the latest MS symptoms flaring up, which is affecting my jaw, my tongue and my mouth. So my face is getting, well, it feels like it's getting longer, but I don't think it really does look like that. But I just keep laughing to myself saying that I love my horse and I'm morphing into my horse mother. But I'm not alone here today. And Jessie didn't know I was going to say all that, but I think I put a smile on her face.
That was good.
Hey, Jessie, thank you for coming in and sitting with me today and actually letting me do that first, because I don't normally go on a little bit before I introduce my guest, but it's probably timely to say something to bring everybody up to speed. And so I've got Jessie Lee McCarthy with me.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much. Now, I'll say that I found you through just a Facebook post that was shared.
Yes.
I put my claws into people and go, oh, I like what you're promoting. Let me talk to you some more. And we haven't really had much of a talk about it at all, really. So it's all new for me too. So let's just find a bit about you first,
of
Jess.
Of course. So I've lived in Hervey Bay since I was 14. I actually grew up in the system from the age of 9 till 18. And I have two sisters. My mum passed away when I was 14, which really changed my course of life, really. But before that also, we were put into some situations where obviously led to us being into foster care, and for that reason we decided to establish an organization that helped these sort of children that were going through these things, and not only children but for adults and for the whole entire community. And so we decided to sit down one day and have a brainstorm about some stuff that we could do, and we came up with Bite the Blue, which is an early intervention and prevention for mental health, abuse and loneliness. And we use a visual way to connect with our people in the community. And by doing that, it is a way for people to see and notice straight away that there is help out there for them. More so that they are able to connect with somebody who honestly is going to care about what they're going through and sit down and have a chat with them, you know. So it was really important to us to try and bring out something that brought us all together and made everybody there for each other. I think it's a big thing for the community to be able to support one another, and bring the best out of each other.
People generally don't fall into having a comfort with working around mental health, mm-hmm. unless they have a direct connection.
That's correct.
And a lived experience.
Yes.
And I can say that from a time in my life when I had no mental health issues,
yep.
I didn't understand.
Yes.
I thought, why can't people just be happy?
Yes.
Why do people kill themselves?
Yes.
What's wrong with them?
Yes.
But then there's a change when you've experienced something.
Yes. Or someone you know.
Someone you know.
Yes.
So are you happy to share a bit more about your own story?
Yes. So obviously when I was quite young, we had a troubled childhood, and my mom was very much lost in her ways. And it come to a point where there was an intervention because of the abuse that we were suffering. And we were taken out of the care of my mother and placed into foster care. The abuse was really quite bad, to the point where my youngest sister was actually put into hospital, and we were all over the front news of the all over the front of the paper for weeks and stuff. Like, it was pretty severe. And then when we were removed, we were actually put into foster care, where we were abused more than what we were in our original placement. And after 4 years, I couldn't contain the abuse anymore, and I tried to leave, getting help for my two sisters, which actually really backfired, as the foster mother made it impossible for us to intervene in any way. And then I lost communication with my sisters, for a long period of time. They missed my mum's funeral, and the spreading of her ashes and everything. They never had contact with our family. So this is really where this started to stem from. Like, I was finding myself falling into not a pattern of depression, but obviously I was really quite upset and lost within my life, and I'd lost my family, and everything had been messed up from a really young age of my life. And I just really, I knew I was a strong person, and I really wanted to do good for the world, and I wanted to do something that would change people and change others that needed help, so we could all work together and be there for one another. And if we had just one person who had listened to us, or we could have gone to and known that they were there for support, some of the things that we had gone through may have never happened. And there are a lot of kids out there today, and adults and adolescents, that are going through similar situations, whether it be physical, mental, you know, emotional. It's all connected in the same part. And I just feel like they need an escape. Not just an escape, but a place to go where they feel safe. A safe place for them to go is what they need, and somebody that they can talk to. And it honestly is such a help. People don't realize. And when you're trying to be an early prevention, that is what you're trying to implement, is an early end and a start for people to be able to not go so far into that depression and the anxiety and the like, feeling so isolated and lonely. So yeah, that was our main gain, was to really try and start something at the beginning for people.
So Bite the Blue, when you talk locally, yep, are you just here in the Fraser Coast?
At the moment, we are in the Fraser Coast, and we did start just to come out in the Fraser Coast, but we actually have had a cafe come on in Melbourne. We've had interest from overseas. So we have obviously waiting to do it internationally, so that we have ourselves set up here. We'd really like to start this as a local business and really try to implement this on the Fraser Coast, especially. The statistics here really need some improving, and all over, just seeing, especially now with the COVID, the statistics from the mental health, this is something that is really important and needs to be implemented around just not the Wide Bay, but the whole of the nation. We are at the moment a profitable business. We are hoping in the future that if this was to really implement the way that we want it to, we will become a non-for-profit business, and we'll be supporting the community 100% and the things that we want to implement within the community. We have a lot of things that we want to bring install, especially with primary schools, having a medallion, which is what our SAFE network is. It's our product that people see as a safe place for them to go. So when you see our medallions in businesses and cafes, personal homes, it is a invitation for them to come forward and talk about anything that they want to talk about. Once you see them at a cafe as well, you can pop them on your table, and it's just an invitation for someone to come and sit with you, have something to eat, and have a chat.
I'm holding it in my hand, and it's what is that material called?
They're actually made out of resin.
That's it.
Yeah.
But it's like a squared off donut,
yeah,
with the three finger holes. So it's very tactile. It makes
it's
you want
like a bite taken. Yes. So we're biting into mental health head on, and we're making a change. That is what they are.
And it feels lovely in your hands. So I love the way, it's actually like a big lifesaver.
Yeah.
I like the way that this is invisible. It could be invisible to lots of people.
Yes.
But those that recognize it can feel comfort from it.
That's correct.
It doesn't have anything printed on it, does it?
No.
Oh, it's given me goosebumps. So the important things that listeners need to know, because you've talked about a very wide demographic.
Mm. And we are aged from very young, and so, from the whole, you know, the wide range of people, it is out there for everyone, no matter who you are.
Okay, so let's break it down. If you know of a 10-year-old.
Yes.
Who needs to talk to somebody, yes, and they're just at that early age, mm-hmm, so this is an early intervention.
Yes.
How would that 10-year-old go about getting in touch with Bite the Blue?
Okay, so we have two cafes in Harvey Bay who have implemented our safe spaces, and that is Cafe 313 on Main Street, and we have Miss Coco's on Boat Harbour Drive. Okay. The cafe that has taken on board in Melbourne is called Burnt Butter, and they are about to open. So if anyone is in need of a place to go, you can go to those places. You'll see our medallions in the shops, and you can place them on the table for someone to come and sit with you. The other way you can get in contact with us is via Facebook. We do have a Facebook page, and you can contact us on there, which will directly come through to us, and we will get in contact with you to arrange an appointment if that's what you like, or we can virtually speak to you, we can message you, whatever you feel comfortable with is how we'll stay in contact with you.
So you have got a phone number?
Yes, yes.
What's your phone
it
number?
It is 0422-795-197.
I'll put that on all the information
Thank
I share.
You. That'd be wonderful.
And you've got a Facebook page?
Yes, it's Bite the Blue, BiteTheBlue.
That's how you spell, yes, blue. That's good. My brain was a bit slow.
Someone doesn't, like, when we do it, sometimes people are like, oh, how is it written? Like, and I'm like, yeah, just Bite the Blue.
And beautiful.
We have
white
shirts,
and blue, black. Yes. I love your shirts.
We have some black and white shirts that have our emblem on them, and they are for sale. We have merch. We've got black and white shirts. We have car stickers, and we have our Safe Place medallions at the moment. The other thing that we do run, which because of COVID at the moment, we had to put a pause on, which is our ambassadors. And this is the way that people actually get in contact with Bite the Blue ambassadors. So an ambassador goes through a course that we put them through, is their mental health first aid. They have to have a blue card. They have requirements that they need to meet, and they have to have a meeting with us to make sure that they are stable enough to become an ambassador for us. And they then implement out into the community with a bracelet and a necklace, which is a really small medallion. And that is the visual way for the people to be able to connect straight away and know that they can go to that person in an instant and talk to them. So at the moment, unfortunately, we had to put a stop on our ambassador service, and it was right before we were about to start our first intake. Our business is quite new. We've only been running this for a couple of months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. We've only been going for a couple of months, if yep, that. So we really got hit the week. We started this and COVID hit us in the first week. So yeah, we really had to put a pause on things, okay, which you know, we didn't want to have to do, but unfortunately COVID happened and we had to.
But it's nice to stop and reflect.
And it really did. It helped us iron out some yeah, stuff that we needed to really think about and implement with our ambassadors. And it did make us work in a different way with our business and you know, give us some new ideas. So it really was handy at the same time. So, yeah, unfortunately, we did have to put a stop on the ambassadors, and we do not have any ambassadors at the moment in our local community. We are hoping within the next few weeks of the restrictions lifting a little bit more that we will be able to take an intake of people soon. We will be looking for people in the community that want to make a difference and have a positive impact on people's lives and, you know, really have that sense of care and want to show people a purpose in their life to come on board and get with us and become an ambassador. It would
Fabulous.
Be amazing.
And ambassadors are obviously a voluntary position.
That is correct,
You're doing
yes.
it because of the love of what you want to do.
That is correct. So. And we do have a small price on our ambassadors becoming ambassadors. It is a $50 fee, but we cover the $200 fee on top of that for the courses for you to become an ambassador.
So Bite the Blue, I would absolutely welcome you to come back, Jessie.
Thank
Jessica, you. Jessica, another time if you'd like to share a few more stories.
Yeah.
think about anything that you'd like to share directly, or maybe a success that you've experienced.
That would be wonderful. If we could come back in a bit when we've like really established ourselves a little bit more, that would be just amazing.
Thank you for sharing a little bit about yourself. You are a strong woman.
Thank you.
You have been born as a, in your upbringing, I can just sense that you've had a fight in your belly for justice, and that comes across, and you are a survivor. And you give me goosebumps, you really do.
We're just here for trying to help everybody in any way that we can. If we can save one person, that is our job done.
And can I just ask you a personal question? So you're a mama too, now,
I'm a mum of three.
Oh, mum of three.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
I don't mean that rude, it's just that I can't see wrinkles.
I do.
And I can't see grey hair. So I love your black shirt. I love your shirt because I can see your shirt. I feel like you're sitting there naked. So, and you're married?
I am married. Yeah. Yes, I have an amazing husband. I unfortunately had a very rough relationship with the father of my two eldest children. I went through 7 years of abuse with him as well. Yeah. And that really flicked my switch after that is when my life changed, and my husband had a massive impact on that. So I met a good man, and he met a good woman, and we have a good life. So it's wonderful. Perfect. Yeah, now we're here to help others.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I've thoroughly enjoyed chatting with you, and I can't wait to share what you're doing.
Thank you. Honestly, thank you so much.
You are welcome. Bye for now.
Bye. Ba-da-ba-da, 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 da 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 da